Joyous harmonies there. Joy to the World with Libra in performance, some of the classic music of Christmas. And this afternoon, we're joined by Dr. John Holland, a professional opera singer, choral conductor, published author, musicologist, and the artistic director of Chorus York and Toronto Classical Singers. All right, I'm so pleased to welcome our guest to our jukebox today, Dr. John Holland. Welcome.
Hi, Daniel. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. What a pleasure. We have a concert coming up, don't we? Choral Noel, Chorus York, performing Saturday, December 13th, 7:30 p.m. at Richmond Hill Presbyterian Church.
Yes, we do. It's going to be a great concert. It is a real mix of a variety of repertoire, a variety of musical styles, and we're really looking forward to it.
I noticed that, and you're throwing in some of the classic music of Christmas we all enjoy, but also some rare treats. Let's begin with this one, the Zelenka Magnificat in D, such a joyous Baroque gem. What drew you to this work?
Well, D major is a key for trumpets and timpanis and celebratory music. So
yeah, festive.
I really wanted to bring this out and have it for Chorus York. It's a beautiful piece. It's maybe about 8 minutes. It's not a huge piece, but it's jam-packed with all the Baroque gems, and we've got wonderful soloists. We've got soprano Grace Quincy, and we've got mezzo-soprano Alessia Naccarato, and it's going to be fantastic.
All right, moving on, a rarely heard Christmas piece by František Brixi. Now, that's not a name many of our listeners may know. What should we listen for there?
Well, let me just put it this way. If you like the music of Mozart, you will love Brixi. Brixi was from around that time period, and everyone in the Czech Republic was fascinated with the music of Mozart at that time. So this is classicism at its best.
Now, a new setting. This is exciting. A brand new arrangement of one that is very familiar to our listeners, Auld Lang Syne. Tell us a little bit about this one. How did they reinvent that one?
Yeah, the choir was really taken aback in the beginning because it's not the melody that everyone knows and loves. It's not the Guy Lombardo, you know, and the Royal Canadians. But that melody does come back in the end as kind of part of the texture. But it's a beautiful Scottish folk melody that they've taken for this, yeah.
All right. Now you have a Toronto composer, too, Carmine Lapano, Cradle Hymn. Tell us a little bit about that collaboration.
Yeah, so he is a colleague, and I've performed some of his music before, and I was looking for a Christmas piece and got in contact with him. I said, "What do you have for Christmas?" And he said, "Well, let me tell you. Cradle Hymn is a beautiful little piece just for choir and piano accompaniment, and it's really stunning and just, it's not simple, but it's intimate, and it's a beautiful setting of this, yeah.
Well, it sounds like you're capturing many moods and styles here. Chamber orchestra also performing the Bells of St. Matthew's. There's a winter piece scored by Henry VIII. Interesting.
Yeah.
Berlioz, Gibbons, the list goes on. This is incredible.
Yeah, the Henry VIII piece is kind of a little gem as well. I mean, we performed a Henry VIII piece on our spring concert last year, and I found another little piece that was, you know, a Christmas or winter-themed piece, and I decided to do it. And I don't want us to become known as the Henry VIII Choir.
But, right. Quirky fellow in history.
You know, we know him from so many other aspects of his life, but music was a big part of his life, and he just never got to explore it fully.
That's right. Tell us a little bit about some of the sing-along carols some of our listeners may expect.
Yeah, I mean, we've got The First Noel, we've got Away in a Manger, Silent Night, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. So if you are ready to sing, come on out to the concert. We will have stuff for you to do, no problem.
Fascinating. I'm speaking with Dr. John Holland, the artistic director of Chorus York, getting ready for a Choral Noel. That's Saturday, December 13th, 7:30 p.m. at the Richmond Hill Presbyterian Church. You can get your tickets at the door or chorusyork.ca, chorusyork.ca. All right, any final thoughts for us, John, on the upcoming concert?
Yeah, come out to the concert. You are going to experience a wide variety of music, maybe some new things that you've never heard before that'll become favorites in the future. And all the traditional things that you like to sing as well. So
wonderful. And tell us a little bit about the chorus itself, the sound, the spirit, that unique choral community you've nurtured.
Yeah, the choir has been around for about 10 years or so, and it's a local community choir, but everyone is really passionate about their music making. There's about 30 people in the choir, and we have accompanists with us regularly, Hannah Mock, It's just a great friendly environment, and people love to get together weekly and sing and just make music together. So it's a really great environment to be part of on a conducting standpoint.
Just wonderful. Get your tickets now, chorusyork.ca, or at the door Saturday, December 13th at the Richmond Hill Presbyterian Church. Thank you so much, John. All the best wishes. Wishing you a beautiful night there of all the holiday classics and all the new discoveries you've lined up.
Well, thank you so much, Daniel, and all the best to you for the season. Thank you.
Likewise. All right, let's cue up some more great music here on Classical 96.3. Maybe Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Let's cue it up.